Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug again with you this morning. Hope you have been thinking on these verses that we have been talking about for over a week now, and they are verses that we need to take heart on how we speak and how we treat others through our words. All right, so today we're going to finish up chapter 3 of James. We're going to talk about two verses, verse 17 and verse 18. So if you have your copy of God's Word in front of you, let's go ahead and get started. Verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. All right, let's talk about this. Beautiful verses. Okay, wisdom is peaceable. Okay, so we start off and it talks in verse 17, wisdom that comes from heaven, in other words, comes from above, is first pure. We could also translate this word pure into holy, because who is wisdom from? It is from God, and God is what? Holy. Then it says that wisdom is peace-loving, considerate, submissive. In other words, it's easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good fruit, and it's impartial. In other words, it's without uncertainty. There is no doubt in it, and it is sincere. In other words, without hypocrisy. And we've talked about hypocrisy last week, didn't we? In verse 18, peace yields a harvest. And what is that harvest? That harvest is of righteousness. So the wise man is a man of peace. So how do we achieve righteousness? Well, that comes through spiritual maturity. It's practical holiness. It's really the theme of this entire book. So you must learn to speak in consideration of others. Speak with care, so to speak. So this type of speech, those type of words, comes from a wise spirit. So if we learn to control our tongue, we control our tongue through a cultured thought, through a pure heart. A mouth filled with praise results in what? A mind filled with purity. So if we look at these three chapters that we've been talking about, let's break these up into three different categories. Chapter 1, we should stand with confidence. So that should be very easy to do. So Scripture is telling us to stand with confidence. Chapter 2, it says to serve with compassion. Serve with compassion. And now in chapter 3, it tells us to be very, very careful in our speech. We need to do the things that God wants us to do. We need to do when He wants us to do them. And then we need to do and say things as God wants us to speak. All right? This will give you something to think about. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Hope you have a great day. Think on these things. God bless. Bye-bye.